This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio, put some trousers on.
So you're sitting at home, tending to your aquarium, and you suddenly remember, oh crap, Melbourne Comedy Festival is here, and I'm not going to any shows where the performer might get severely bruised. Well, don't stress, my friend, because this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting a quiz show called Big Deal, and it's going to feature a whole bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians. It's sort of like the quiz show equivalent of when toilet water splashes back and hits you in the taint. So grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotta.
I'm Cass.
I'm Tom.
And today's topic is
Walker.
Chips.
No.
Imagine if you'd kept that till the end. We wouldn't know what you meant by Walker.
Which one of the many? Which white guy could it be?
What's your favorite chips?
What, hot or crunch?
I just meant like any kind of chips, because I'm thinking wood presently.
Ooh, the one on my shoulder.
Yes. Of all the people I've ever met in my life, you're the person who absolutely has free shoulders. You're the person who's picked the chip off their shoulder and offered it to someone else. Like, oh, you seem hungry.
I homemade a guac. Would you like some? I salted it with tears of joy.
That's a nice one. So maybe, okay, there are two types of people in the world. People with chips on their shoulders and people with guac on their shoulders. And people with guac on their shoulders are very giving, they're generous, they bring things that other people need, and they can't utilize it themselves.
But they can provide. What if you have chip and guac and you try to make them meet with your shoulders? Is that what's frustrating about being a person like that, is that you can't make your shoulders touch?
Well, maybe that's the thing, because if you... No, maybe that's part of the metaphor. So people who have guac shoulders want to give so much, but people who have chips on their shoulders, they don't remove the chips.
Yeah.
So it's like they can never dip their chip, and only when you free your shoulder from chips can you enjoy the guac.
Yeah, it's sort of beautiful.
It's like when you're ready to receive love, you're ready, sort of a thing. You have to make the decision.
And the person with the guac, they need to take the bowl off their shoulder so they can enjoy it as well.
Yeah, that's
and stop
true.
Giving to other people. Start.
They need to hold
to
their own bowl.
Yeah.
People hold who have bowl. Two on their shoulders, though, I think are those people who are just like eternally looking for like their worth.
Two guacs or two chips.
What? No, like they have, you were saying before. Like,
oh, with a guac and a chip.
And they
okay,
can never
yeah,
meet.
Yeah.
That's how you get the void.
Yeah.
The void of depression where you don't know who you are.
Can we try and imagine a skeleton where you can make your shoulders touch? What joint does that need to be?
Okay, so I think we're picturing one that has like a hinge right down the middle of the rib cage.
Yeah. And you can just kind of bring your shoulders.
Oh, you guys are going forwards. I'm going back.
No, like definitely forwards. Oh, no, I guess that's harder for you guys.
I think back would be easier anatomically to fix.
Excessive amount of back fat. Sorry.
It might be easier to fix it backwards, but you can't see it. So I think if I'm making improvements, it's got to go forwards.
Yeah. This is definitely an improvement on the human body. Just saying.
Maybe. Do you remember the Transformers?
Yes.
The toys you got.
How could I forget?
But the ones where you flip the head backwards.
Certainly.
So you flip the head back into the chest.
Yeah.
The neck becomes a hinge. Shoulder to shoulder.
Oh!
Chips to guac.
Oh! Nice.
Open it back up, flip the head up, eat the chippity guac.
God, if you could have, because you made me so much want two different heads, one for happy, one for angry, that I can just swap by pushing my head into my chest. Oh! I'm furious.
Do you think that there's ever been like a kid who's like, oh, I've got to go and play with my run-of-the-mill car toy? And then one day, someone's come by their house and just with a few quick twists of the wrist, given them a new friend. But who? Who's been hiding in this toy this whole time?
They don't tell him. It's like, why are you crying, little Timmy? Oh, my toy car is gone. All I have is big robot boy.
This unconvincing jet is gone, and in its place is a man who skinned it and is wearing it as a cape.
It's so much worse in the opposite direction if you're like, you love your, transformer, and someone turns it into a car, and you're like, that's so much more disappointing.
Go back!
Oh, actually, maybe, which one is the better toy?
The man, the little robot man, is always better than
but
just
a car. But
it
can't do anything. Yeah, it just is.
But it's a friend.
No, I think the limit is your imagination.
No, I
can't. Cars,
okay,
you can be like,
poor,
I know about cars, let's do some car things.
Yeah.
But you have to, I think that's the thing, if you want to play with the toys, because you haven't decided really what you want to do with your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, just to back up, Jackson, is your idea for a toy that you could use at the car to act out a daily commute? Because the robot...
If there's one thing we can say about Jackson is that he lacks imagination.
That's fun with a car. I don't know. What do you do with a toy car?
Well, I'll be using that for kissing. Kissing practice.
Tasting the metal.
Holy shit. So I was watching a doco recently about guys who are sexually attracted to cars.
Excellent. Yeah.
As you do. As when you end up in that YouTube hole, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, we're hour three and here we are. The whole doco... Did I do this already on air?
I don't know.
Fuck. The whole doco is like this, two guys, one guy who's quite young and he's like, I just kind of wish it was more normal that I'm sexually attracted to my car, but I'm in a loving, committed relationship with my little bug.
Yeah.
The other dude just keeps jacking off to like the film crew's car and they keep waking up with the camera and just filming him like jerking off on the side, and then they'll come in the morning and they're like, there's evidence, and then just like come on the ground.
What's the worst about that is like, you can be sexually attracted to cars, but don't be rude.
Yeah.
Like,
that
you know,
my
you can,
issue
you
too.
You can do it nicely.
Yeah, he's kind of the Louis C.K. of cars at that point.
Do it to your own car that, you know, then it's not weird. Do it to someone else's car. It's such a weird boundary to cross.
Like, creeping in the parking lot in the middle of the night just, like, to jack it because you're really into that SUV that the film crew was driving.
Well, also, like, surely that man's life must be just... I don't know. It must be, like, every street is a Victoria's Secret right now.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
He's living in the horniest world possible if all he needs is a stationary or motion car.
Yeah. Just go find some congestion somewhere and enjoy yourself.
Oh, I mean, get a Hot Wheel and hold it up real close to your face.
Going to a car show, some of those are free.
Yeah, that's true. You can get, and if you go to a car show, you can sometimes get in the cars, which I have to assume is good.
Yeah,
right?
Is that the...
Like, if you go to, like, a showroom, that's a thing you can do. That's a thing I've done, so I hope I should do it.
What were you doing at a showroom? Because I cannot picture you going anywhere to purchase anything.
This was years ago. My parents were purchasing a car, and me and my brother kept getting in the cars. Now that I think about it, I actually don't know if we were allowed to do that.
You're definitely not allowed to jerk off in there, so...
Yeah, they found that out. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad we know that. I'm glad we've clarified that.
I feel so bad for the... for the other people in the car-attracted community who are like, this fucking guy is out there tainting our name.
Mm, that's true. Because if I met someone who was like, look, hey, how you doing, Jackson? Hopefully they don't open with this. Like, I like jerking off to cars. Like, cool, whatever. But if they're like, and I've done it to your car, I'm like, that's just rude.
Yeah.
That's just...
Because like someone... feel like I'm in charge of the car and I need to give consent for that.
It's like if someone pissed on your house and didn't tell you about it. You know. Well, maybe it's
and
not
you just found
like
a little pee trickle down the side.
That's better somehow.
No, it's like if someone jerked off on your house and just left the cum stain on the like fucking front door.
Yeah.
Has anyone done that, do you reckon? Because I'm just trying to figure out if I've jerked off on a wall. I don't think so.
I was trying to think the same thing because I could picture doing it, but I don't think it's from real life.
No, yeah, I think I've only jerked off on, like, I've had it land on floors before in a particularly dark night of the soul. I was jerking off, kind of eyes not focused on anything, standing straight up. Just for something to do, something to fill this fucking brain. And you let it land on the floor and you're like, ah, back to it, I guess. Back to the coal mines of existence.
I think I might be just done jerking off outside. I think that's why I've never jerked off on a wall. I'm finished.
You passed that point.
I'm finished with jerking off outside.
Well, I've got great news for you about inside. There's walls there by virtue of it being an inside.
I guess there's more of them.
Well, there's fewer, but they're closer.
For some reason, was everyone else picturing jerking off on a wall inside?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, I was outside.
I was outside. All
I was like brick good. Or rendered.
Yeah.
Yeah, jerking off
it makes
on a wall,
difference.
When you're inside means it's still your problem after you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're outside, you're like, ha, 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 ha. Now the elements will play their part.
But that's when you were mentioning finishing on the floor,
yeah.
As it were, that... When you're like, oh, back to my life, I'm like, no, that gives you, there's another thing you have to do.
You've got purpose now. It's just like,
now I have a job.
Also, finishing is like, I would say petering out. Like, just for that time in my life.
Not a bit of bang, but a whimpering onto the floor.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the definition of an ellipsis.
Going back to toys, right? As a kid, were you the kind of kid that played the narrative that toys franchise was, or did you create your own adventures? To clarify, because that sentence was a nightmare.
I know what you mean, yeah.
If you were playing Transformers, were you like, I am Optimus Prime, or were you like, I'm Optimus Prime and I'm married to a fucking Thomas the Tank Engine?
I'm a robot that's been bitten by a cursed truck in every full moon.
You're only playing once a month because your head canon dictates it must be so.
It's true.
Every other day, just Hot Wheels.
Yeah, I'm transforming him into a car like, a boo-wee, beep, 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 beep. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of kid were you? Did you play the
I'm
story?
I'm trying to remember any toy I played with.
I don't think.
Which
I
is a sad thing.
Did you not play with toys?
I played with other things.
What? Sticks?
Yeah, sticks. No, we were we liked to build models.
Okay.
A lot of tanks.
Sure.
I remember making tanks, and then my parents, when I felt creative, would give me some oil paints and let me run free.
Okay.
Wow.
Cash.
I think because I had a few sets of like. Oh, there were sick ads. It was like a Barbie post office.
Oh, that rules.
So you set up like, oh my God, I loved Barbie post office and Barbie food court. I had Barbie dentist.
Yeah. These are incredible.
And I think I'm just finding out that these were, what's the word?
The best fucking toy you could ever imagine.
Fundamental to my personality.
Formative?
Now. Yeah. Formative. They were formative. So when you got Barbie post office and thing, it was like bits of plastic, obviously, to hold everything together, but then little bits of cardboard that created the walls.
Yeah.
So you'd get like a countertop of plastic, a base of plastic, and then you'd fold all the cardboard around. For Barbie post office, you got sheets and sheets of cardboard that you had to fold and like fold into parcels to make everything. So you'd physically
That's
construct
sick.
All the stuff. You get all these tiny letters. Everything was so small. So I liked building like all the sets, setting up the post office as it were, putting the sticker on the post box. Like it was one of those ones where you did everything.
Were there moving parts to the like... Like,
was there a conveyor belt?
Yeah, that is what I want to know.
No, there was no conveyor belt in the post office, but I think there was like velvet, you know, that velvet rope stuff, but obviously not velvet.
Oh.
The food court one did have moving parts because there were one of those things where you've got the screen.
The bain-marie?
Yeah, like the screen faces the customer and then inside you could put like insert ice cream and things like that. There was a tiny little ice cream scoop. You could scoop a perfect ice cream scoop size ball of ice cream, put it into the cone. There was also the option of a soft serve machine where you loaded the pre-done soft serves, put the cone in, push the button, the cone came out.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. So I didn't play with the... I wasn't like, come on, Barbies, let's go to the post office. I was like, look at these small things. Oh my God, this tiny pizza scoop scooping up the perfectly small pizza slice.
Oh, that's incredible.
I like setting everything up, dressing them up, making new clothes for my Barbies and just playing with the small things. I love small things so much.
We have kept all of them. We have found a root for cats.
I cannot bear to part with Barbie post office or Barbie food court.
That's the best
you
thing
You still
ever.
Have them.
Yeah.
Bring them in.
I will bring in Barbie post office, Barbie food court. I will also bring in Barbie garden with plants that you can plant. You can stick the flowers in. Oh my gosh, small things. goodness gracious.
I'm still so abruptly, like weirdly offended that you've kept them, because I just, like, Barbies is something that at 13 and puberty, every girl just went, in the bin!
Oh no, 13, like, puberty, I was like, no. Now I'm old and creative, I'll make their clothes.
Oh, that rolls.
So I would, like, make their clothes and, like, set them up on the thing, being like, I made it.
That's so cute. We have at my house with my folks, I think I've mentioned on air that years ago we bought my dad a G.I. Joe on eBay, and he loves it, and he does dumb things with it. We recently made a new bookshelf for our center room, and we wanted to show off things in it. So everyone put something nice in it, and Dad put G.I. Joe in there. And then I had a custom-made Barbie that me and best friend Christina went and got matching Barbie dolls for ourselves.
Yeah, good.
And so I went and put that next to Dad's G.I. Joe, so he's got a G.I. Joe, and then me, Barbie.
Yeah.
But my brother took them out and made them have sex. And I'm so mad.
That's so uncomfortable.
Horrible.
That's just, there's like weird representative things happening there that I'm so not on board with.
I'm like, oh, look, they're touching. I'm like, stop it.
You've reminded me that when, or you did, Cass, you reminded me that when I lived in the Northern Territory, there was this girl there whose name was Alan, maybe? That can't be right.
No, go with your instincts.
Let's say her name was Alan.
Alan would brush aside her long hair and smile coquettishly.
But she had a Barbie dream house that was like a massive, you kind of folded it out like in a ring.
Yeah, the Barbie dream house was sick and I wanted one.
It ruled. And I had an Action Man, and they had like a marital bliss. That's what we did. We just pretended they were. And all I remember from it is that Action Man's hands were really grippy, so I could make him grip onto the door frame and kick. And that's all I did with him. All my other Action Men in the Northern Territory, I hucked spears at, and one I cut in half and put on an anthill to see what would happen.
What happened?
He smelled like ants. Which is honestly what I should have expected. I remember kidding myself, being like, I think the ants have wrecked his shirt, but they hadn't touched it. It was pre-frayed. But I wanted the ants to tear his clothes apart.
Yeah.
You know, as you do.
Did you think ants were?
I don't know. I just thought you put an Action Man on an anthill, you want something to happen, you know?
I want ants to be more aggressive.
Yeah, I just think every part of Jackson's personality and general knowledge clearly comes from cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I guess what I would have, the ideal thing to happen when I put an Action Man on an anthill is that the ants eat him and it's just an Action Man skeleton left.
Yeah.
That's what I would have liked. I actually think he split in half, not with the anthill incident. I used to just throw him up in the air and see him land. And once he landed, and he cut in the middle. But my parents wouldn't buy me another Action Man, so I just duct taped around his center. He was battle hardened.
I truly hope we don't live in a Toy Story-esque world.
That poor guy, I Sid-ed that. Not even Sid, because Sid at least
is malicious.
He was creative.
Yeah.
I was just
Sid
cruel.
Desired to harm. You didn't understand anything else.
I've also said that I wish that all my friends had Action Man, but I had a Ken doll. That's something great to imagine that they're mixing together.
Sorry, I just want to ask, were you good at throwing spears?
No.
Okay. How long did you try to throw a spear?
I say spear. What I really mean is long piece of rebar.
Right. So it's a metal.
Yeah, so Action Man would lay on the ground.
Okay, we're granting him a piece of agency. You would put Action Man on the ground.
I would then take the piece of rebar with my friends, who were clearly sociopaths because they were not okay. One kid, I'm sure I've told this, said this before, but he stabbed a cockroach through the middle, like a big Australian cockroaches, which are fat, and he just had it on a stick in his backyard, and he'd go out and periodically check on it over the course of a week and watched it die. A kid had problems.
He's just real interested in science.
Yeah, sure. But,
it's good to be like, so we were stabbing this Action Man. They were also just removing yourself.
All I did, I never did it to a living thing, just an Action Man. But yeah, so we'd lay him in the sand. We'd grab the rebar. And the aim was to hit, we'd have him like spread eagled to hit somewhere where he wasn't. Mm. But then I was like, what if I just hit him in the middle? And he got a big hole in him. And I duct taped that up as well.
Oh,
so those are my memories of Action Man.
Yeah.
I'm jealous that you got like cool domestic, like Action Man always got just like a helicopter he couldn't fit in or roller skate gloves.
That sounds so cool though.
The roller skate gloves sounds cool, but all you could do is put a string from one thing to another thing and make him go down it. I want a post office.
Yeah, all the Action Man things were like a car that you had to spend about 20 minutes bending his legs in the one exact way he can fit the car. It was like if Action Man, everything Action Man fitted into, he fitted into like an economy flight.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you remember the helicopter in question?
Yeah. Like, I never had one, but I remember seeing it in ads and being like, oh, that looks almost fun.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell exactly. The kids are being paid to smile while they hold it, because it's just a big, chunky, awful thing.
Like this, like that, but he was in the... So imagine the whole cockpit with is Action Man. Like it's a go-kart.
So he's
helicopter.
Sitting like a ball.
Yeah.
You've got your knees up to your chest.
Yeah, in a helicopter. It was not a fun toy.
I know in the Barbie dream car, because I had one of those, the legs went out.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
could fit,
yeah.
Full legs.
Was that Barbie dream car blue?
Yes.
I think Ryder had that, and he put his rat in it.
That's cool.
Yeah, and the rat went on Barbie dream adventures.
That's cool. That's a good childhood right there.
The rat loved it.
I want pets, but with accessories.
Why has nobody made little rat jackets or rat dream house?
Man, I'm a very big fan of a costume for my cat, which are dog costumes that I just get real little.
Yeah, good.
And he hates. But I've been saying so desperately that I want Kmart to make little tiny high-vis vests.
Yes.
Because, my cat is so fucking prone to accidents. So, like, it would be nice to give the cars a bit of warning that he's coming.
Yeah, fair.
But I also think it would be good because he likes to, he kind of works as a foreman at the gallery in the studio. So
sure.
He'll walk up to all the, like, metal shop guys and just kind of sit and watch. And I just think it would be really cute if he wore a high-vis vest.
Surely you can just get, like, a high-vis vestment for a child. Is that a thing?
Well, that cat is a lot smaller than... It would be a baby.
You can fit a baby's clothes. I have done that. He does wear baby's clothes. He hates it.
Well, what responsible baby are we putting into this world that we're going to assume that this is available? I have no question that it is. I'm just saying that for any parents looking to buy one, take a look at the situation you're putting the baby in first.
It's like those parents, you know, parents who dress their kids up as like little doctors or like little airplane... pilots.
Yeah.
I was like, airplane men.
Transformers. It's all Transformers.
Fuck. Just like some family that really, really wants their kid to be a tradie.
Yeah.
Like that's their
your
dream.
Aim is for my child to be on a highway somewhere. Highway babies. Like a
Cadbury Patch Kids.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Yeah.
like a Cabbage Patch Kid. Did you ever have? Why can't I talk today? Did you ever have Cabbage Patch Kids?
Nay.
Yeah.
Their faces were wrong.
Yeah, I agree. That's what I was thinking.
I didn't like them when I was younger.
They're fucking nasty looking.
Did they have like the tiny beady black eyes that were way too deep in their face?
But then
you like didn't trust them.
Plastic arms and plastic legs and head, but soft bod.
Oh, you can't like everything about them is a nightmare. Because wasn't there lore that they arose from the Cabbage Patch?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're from the earth. They're of the earth. They're taking us out of it. Like that is absolutely a changeling come to wreak a vengeance.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
I was never. I was such a not a fan of any toy that combined plastic and fabric.
Oh.
One or the other. One or the other.
I didn't have a Furby growing up, but we borrowed one from a friend who did.
Cool.
And as we took it out of their house, their parents...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looked at my parents and were like, thank you. And they didn't understand why. And then it wouldn't stop talking the entire night. My mum ended up putting it in the washing machine and not turning it on, because that would be Furbicide.
But
just putting it in this little prison where its eyes just stared out all night.
Oh, at least turn it around.
Nah, make it feel like a prisoner.
Yeah, she had it so you could just stare at it.
That's incredible.
It was horrifying.
You just gave me flashbacks to in the house I grew up in. In my parents' bedroom, at midnight in the wall, there was the sound of a toy activating. I gotta ask Mom about this.
Oh,
it was like...
Here's some weird fucked up memories.
You know the sound of a dog, the flip dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that sound. And midnight, not every night, but some nights, there would be that noise in the wall. And I remember it so clearly because Mom coming into mine and Ryder's bedroom and being like, what toy is in the wall? Of us being like, what? And here's a quick word from our sponsor. And also a reminder that this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm going to be hosting a dangerous quiz show where I may or may not get into a fight with the audience. Grab your tickets from sanspenceradio.com/live. But what the hell was that? Who puts a toy in the wall? That's scary.
Oh, no, I would 100% put toys in the walls. In any situation where I am renovating, if I can leave something heinous for someone else to find.
Man, that was fucking scary.
But who's in the walls at midnight setting off this wonderful
dog?
Yeah,
I know. Like a dog, it's got a battery life. And the scariest thing is we were there for 5 years. It didn't start until like year three.
You had a homeless person living in your wall, mate.
The walls were very thin. He was cramped if he was in there at all.
Yeah, he had Mr. Game & Watch infiltrating.
Beep, boop, beep, boop. That house was full of ghosts anyway. So, look, just chalk us to the fucking roof with ghosts.
One ghost moving in, being like, I'll get them with the toy. Oh, you guys are in this wall. I was going to do a thing, but no, it's fine.
I'll go next door. Is anyone there? Fuck. I'll be a street ghost.
This is a real ghost district. Yeah, I'm just going to be one of those ghosts that people pick up, think it's a hitchhiker, scare them. I don't know.
I dabbled in flickering on street lamps. So.
Yeah, nobody noticed. So.
I'll be the one who just makes them go off as you come near them. That's my lot. Yeah.
What ghost would you be? That's a great question.
Oh.
I'd like to be... No, you go.
Okay.
I would like to be brushing your teeth, spit in the sink, look up in the mirror, I'm behind you. That's the ghost I would choose.
Hello.
Hi. What's up? Oh, that's right. I'm a ghost.
And if they, but like knowing you, the little that I do, I think that if they didn't immediately say something or turn around, you would just start a podcast to fill the silence.
I like to imagine that.
Hey, you got a mirror here? Wow. Hey, bath curtains. What are they keeping secret in there?
Hey, what year is it? You still need a floss?
Floss? You didn't spit enough. I'm sorry. I like the idea of, they turn around and I'm meant to be gone, but I don't leave. Yeah. Oh, hi.
Oh, you were faster than I...
I'm going now, and then I just really slowly fade out of existence.
Fade back in. Don't tell anyone about...
If you tell the other ghosts I fucked this up, yeah, they'll be mean to me, so...
Please don't tell this to any Ouija boards.
Jackson is a shit. Oh.
What was yours, Cass?
I think it would depend on what clothes I died in.
Great question. Oh. Great observation.
I think I would like to take on the role that I think would be best suited to my appearance since I've got it forever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if I don't
say
know.
What you're wearing now. Let's go for that.
Okay. I'm wearing a tea dress with lots of ladies' faces on it.
It is a gorgeous dress.
Mm.
Big
you.
Fan.
Yeah, mirrors could be good because lots of ladies' faces.
Yeah.
I could try and haunt picnic supplies.
Oh, yeah.
But I would want to encourage picnickers. Oh, if I... Okay, find a nice picnic site.
Sure.
Maybe one with, lots of, rocks or natural faces, like cliffs and stuff.
Mm.
And I would love to come out of those and try and join people's picnics.
Oh, that's good.
So, live in a rock, come out, people, they flip out the... Same thing, flip out the rug, put some things down, turn around, grab things from the esky, turn around, I'm sitting there did you bring the tea?
Oh, beautiful.
That's good.
Fantastic.
You've gotten British in the afterlife. You've gap-eared the river Styx.
Yes. That's I want to weird them out and then get people who are actually British and holidaying. They're like, you...
That's not
That's
a
not
British
the
accent.
I'm like, oh.
Oh, ain't it, Governor?
You need a British accent? Just going through all the different...
Just me being like... Oh, well, I think you'll find this is actually a high Adelaidean.
Why are you taking so long to talk?
This ghost is not dissipating as quickly as I imagined it would. This is like the ghosts I had in the mirror earlier. Why are these ghosts just not leaving?
Do you bring a scone?
That's good if they try and feed you, because it'll just... It just won't.
No, that's my thing. I ask them to feed me. I lean forward and open my mouth being feed me and I'll leave. And then the food falls through and I just get mad. Why won't you feed me? I'm so hungry.
That's good. I also picnic ghost is good because everyone runs away. You get a free picnic.
Yeah. Oh, but I can't eat it and then I cry. Oh, and then Phase two.
Oh my god.
Weeping ghost in a park.
Yeah.
And then people come up, little girl, why are you crying?
Little girl.
Oh, I assume they're standing up and I'm sitting down.
Okay. That's fair then. I confused you as a child.
You know how you say that to sitting people. Little boy, little boy.
Little tiny man off in the distance.
Yeah, little girl, why are you crying? I turn around and do like, I hope I can get a wrong face.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like a face where your mouth gets too big.
Oh, face. Yes.
If you don't get that in the afterlife, that's bullshit. Mm.
Mm. And I assume...
I think it feels like it's a promotional thing. Like you got to work your way up to the scary face. Like, you big ghost, you got to put in 5 years of haunting before you get...
5 years?
Face. Yeah, okay. So what if we say that you start off with either clothes that you died in or you can opt for a nice simple sheet, two holes cut in it, and that's your outfit. That's your ghost fit. That's your choice. And then you get to add certain prestige unlocks as you spook so many people of a certain kind. So spook so many children, you get to unlock a creepy clown nose, perhaps.
Yeah.
Spook so many, middle-aged businessmen. Suddenly you're wearing a black veil.
Yeah, that's good.
That's why people are, you know, you're trying to spook certain people that are harder to spook. Spook the president. Suddenly you get to be Abraham Lincoln. You got all his
weird
memories.
Weird to wear an Abraham. Oh, get his memories. Yeah.
You get all his memories. You know what it feels like to rail Mrs. Lincoln. Yum, yum.
Oh, that's the first one I'm going to.
Yeah. Ooh. Congratulations on, wait a second, I got to sit down and think about Mrs. Lincoln. Yum, yum.
I think my first thing in Abraham Lincoln's memories, I would be like, I want to know what it feels like to have that beard.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like it would feel... pointy. I feel like I would feel every angle of my face, which I currently don't.
Yeah, that is
true. It would be like having whiskers and knowing your spatial
like
awareness.
A catfish. Do you know?
Or like a cat.
Or like a cat, yeah.
Damn, he got it right, then decided to go one word more. You know, the thing about Abraham Lincoln is that in, like, writings of the time, people are constantly divided on whether he was striking-looking or the most hideous person they'd ever seen. There are so many writers who are like, the visage of Lincoln is terrible to behold.
That's amazing.
That's so mean to me. Because he was like a champion wrestler. He was like 6'3 or something.
Yeah,
he was
huge.
A big dude, but super skinny and super strong. He had like that weird, very unsettling, wiry strength.
Aren't there like heaps of stories where it's like someone has upset Lincoln and so he just picks them up and throws them in a river or something?
Yeah, he was like, so powerful.
I can't wait to get Lincoln's memories.
Yeah, that's going to be the best part of dying.
I want to find out who was his best yeet.
Oh, yeah. Lincoln just Super Smash Brothers in all the other everyone else who was ever involved in American politics.
What would you say? You're going to become a ghost. So you are a ghost. You've died. That's sad. We all died in a train accident.
Right.
So you... That was just a vague death.
Jackson finger quotes. Train accident.
Jackson was driving the train.
Yeah. How am I here? Off a bridge. Off a bridge. Anyway, so... What would you want your ideal haunting situation to be? And what do you think you'd have to do to get there? So
we're
not
limited to the train.
No. What I mean is that, like, for instance, I like a music box to lure someone in.
Oh,
classic.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And then when they come in, I'd like to be maybe ethereal, and then I become solid. Maybe hand on the shoulder, I can turn around, ear-piercing scream, disappear. That's what I'd like. So how do I get that music box? How do I get the ear-piercing scream? What do you think I got to do to achieve that? Music box, children, maybe?
Music box might be, like, if you yourself can... sing to lure someone in.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if you can prove that you've mastered. It doesn't have to be good singing, but you just have to sing enough to make people be like, ooh, what's in there?
What's like an ethereal song to sing?
Well, that's the thing. If I'm alone in my house, I will absolutely not go in to find the children's voice singing nursery rhymes.
Yeah,
if I just hear, ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, tick, tack, walla, walla, bing, bang, I'll be like, okay, I'll go check this out. So I think that's even more, like, that's more effective at luring people in.
But I don't get the spooky face. You just open a door and I'm like, ooh, ee, bird.
It's a man. As
like,
I thought.
It's just what I expected, a guy singing.
All right. You just go, whoa! And Jackson's like, 3 points, fetishes!
Fuck yeah, I'm getting there. Every day a little bit closer, yeah. That's great if my music box does witch doctor as well.
Minor key witch doctor is absolutely underused in trailers.
That's great. And then scary face, I assume, is just a basic haunting perk. Spook enough people, surely you get scary face pretty early on.
Maybe that's like one of the ones where it's like, oh, you opened the game twice this week. So you're getting achievements. Keep playing.
Yes.
To keep me spooking. Yeah. What about you guys? What would you take? What do you think you'd need to do to
I'd like to be able to flicker candles.
Oh, yes. Excellent choice. I feel like you got to spook the elderly heaps to get that.
Yeah, middle-aged women as well. And Cass.
Do we think there's some kind of all lighting prestige tree, or does it need to be specifically candles? Because what I'm picturing is maybe that if you do enough lighting-related mishaps, you will get candles, then light bulbs, then maybe right at the end you can just flicker a lighthouse.
I like this light plan. I'm into it.
I want to suggest that if you, in the before life, do that thing where you pass your hand over flames like 100 times, then it's like a secret perk in the afterlife. Like you get candles first.
I'm a big fan of the idea of you do enough light, like just light switches, and then you gain, or maybe even candles, and then you get the ability to put a candle where there wasn't a candle.
Oh.
You're in a house and the candle flickers and people are like, whoa. And then like, they're like, we don't even have a candle.
Yeah. Wait a second.
What the fuck's buying candles?
They're all in
an electricity house only.
Well, what's your... Okay, so that's like you've lured them in. Are you just doing a scary face?
I would love to be...
Yeah.
You know the exceptionally tall guy from It Follows?
Yes.
Yeah. That. I want it to be kind of a Mr. Stretch, but real angular.
What about, may I suggest?
Yes.
So you come into a house, everybody's just chilling, it's nighttime, the lights flicker, then a candle flickers, then they're like, we don't have a candle. And then everything goes out. And then lightning, and you're illuminated in the window.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's
stretchy
nice.
And scary. That seems like, of the light, your final spook has to be lightning. Lights go out.
Yeah, lights go out, and then there's just a single like flash of lightning, and I'm awkwardly crawling through the doorframe.
Yeah.
Like I have to bend down to get in.
And then lights are out, and everyone's like, ah! But you've gone by that point. You've
by
got
that point,
the point.
I'm just there to spook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You've had your fun.
Keeping a tally.
Exactly.
Jackson in the next. Oh, eh, oh, ah!
Big, oh my God, sorry, I came at the worst time. You're doing your spook, I'll go. Everybody's got way more points than me. That's good. That's a good spook. What about you guys?
I think I got to go with you're reaching for a common household item and it's got my face.
Excellent choice.
So tiny perhaps... Tom spoons.
Yeah, I'm like,
Drop the spoon. And then you got to have the nervous pick the spoon up. Be like, still got a Tom face? Oh,
yeah.
Was that?
But then the bowl.
Worst breakfast of my life.
Yeah. So I guess I'm just going to buy things in Kmart in the before life, which, by the way, I'm in love with. As it really keeps you aware of the fact that we're all going to die, referring to this as the before life. Well, no, I'm enjoying my pre-death.
But, you know,
Everyone down for priest.
That's so you buy a lot of stuff in the afterlife. You can become so your spook's pretty. Is there a way to lure them to the spoon, or is it the kind of thing where I'm like, I got my cereal there, I get the spoon out, oh, it's got your face. I bend over, pick it up, it's gone into the cereal. Maybe your face is in the cereal or something.
I think that
face in mouth.
I just want to suggest as like an addition to the cereal haunting, you like spoon in the cereal, spoon in the like face in the bowl. Oh no. Very terrifying. They sort of calm down, eat the cereal, whatever, drink their tea, last sip of tea, your face in the bottom of the cup.
Yes.
It's a breakfast haunting. Leaves. That's good.
I think that the degree of difficulty from mine comes from the fact that maybe I have to assume it like an hour or so beforehand.
Yeah,
so
true.
I'm just sitting there being a spoon, like when you're standing behind a door and you think your friend is going to go in, but they stop for another cigarette and you're like, oh, boy, I'm talking.
I really like that as well if they don't get the you spoon.
Yeah, no, I just have to be there as a spoon for an hour. You know that feeling when you and your friends agree to abandon a prank and then your friend turns up and you're all mad at them and they don't know why? We're going to jump out.
I think somehow it's so much scarier. Before we get into your haunting, Cass, it's so much scarier to have someone tell you they're going to spook you than
like, okay, so two scenarios.
Well, no, because someone's just informed you that you're going to get stalked.
Yeah, but that's, no, but like, if you're like, Jackson, we're going to, like, I'm going to bed, and you're like, at some point tonight, we're going to come in and spook you. I'm going to be way more on edge than if I think a ghost is coming. You know what I mean? You get that? Or is that just me?
I get that, but also that gives you such an opportunity to home alone your little room. Yeah.
That's true. That's cruel to my friends, but pretty funny if I've smashed baubles.
Yeah, I guess.
Jackson, why?
No, not full like home alone, not like throwing bricks at your friend's head from a five-story building.
How'd you like that, you filthy animals? Jackson, this is...
We gotta go to the hospital. God, you fucking suck, dude.
You were the ones pranking me.
We were gonna scare
I'm
you.
I'm the victim. My home is my castle.
No. What you want to do is go to bed, get out of bed, watch your friends, maybe home alone your room a little bit. They go in to scare you. You see them fall over, you get into their bed.
Oh, clever. Scare them back. Yeah, that's the way to go. What about you, Cass?
I would love to be a wet ghost. I would love to make paintings cry. Anything with a face crying, and when people come into the room smells like mold because that smells like death.
Yes.
So they get into the room, they're like, oh, no. Because mold can kill people. And that'll be in their mind like, oh, no. And then that's like, that's a bit financially scary as well. Like, where's it coming from? Do I have to get a guy in? And then they look around, their paintings are crying. So I have to do some wet things.
Yeah, that's really just good.
Be in a swamp or whatever for enough time.
Yeah. So you have to haunt a swamp for a bit and then you get the power of wet.
Yeah, so everyone who... Oh, yeah. I guess what does make a soggy ghost?
Yeah.
I always assumed they died wet.
But is it also... Could it also be that you spent a lot of your time in the pre-death
in the before,
in the before life. Yes.
I live a particularly wet life. I feel like
no,
a good
but
chance.
It's not, well, like, yeah, but you're like, it's not like if say like Michael Phelps dies, he's gonna come back like wet and in a Speedo.
That's great though.
Yeah, I mean
Speedo and covered in kelp like one of them sea ghosts, you know.
Swam in a chlorine pool.
Wait, is sea ghost what you think a seahorse is?
Sea ghost. The boy gives birth, I'm afraid.
For whatever reason, well, the idea of like any professional level swimmer coming back, they're going to smell like chlorine.
Yeah.
And they're going to be too ripped to be spooky. Yeah. Like, yeah. they're going to look slick, as in they're going to look muscular and ripped. I wouldn't be frightened. I would think that if you wanted to become a wet ghost in the afterlife and actually be scary, you'd have to, like, I feel like I have to start spending my times bathing in lakes.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. You got to be a lake ghost or a swamp ghost or a sea ghost.
And I can't wear nice bathers.
No.
Yeah, no swimming pool ghost either.
No. You got to be in, like, a dress that's inappropriate for the swamp.
Yeah, so wear a big white gown.
Yeah. Chlorine counteracts haunting.
Yeah, yes. It does. And so do muscles. You're so right. A muscly ghost isn't scary.
No. Yeah, if you saw a muscly ghost, you'd just be like, hey, I've gone so... I'm so horny, I've gone crazy.
Yeah, also, like, the... Any kind of gym being haunted is like, well, if they're haunting the gym, they're probably just preoccupied with getting their sets in.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They're not going to try and be spooky. They're aware of the etiquette. They're just chilling out and working on themselves.
They're trying to grab, like, the big white... I used to be able to rep so much more, bro!
like a ghost, like, standing in the mirror, like, on the few times that they can actually see themselves in the mirror being like... I feel like they're shrinking.
Yeah. Oh no. Do you guys ever, because I spent a bit of time in theaters growing up, because I was involved in like uni theater and high school theater. Every theater I've ever been in has been haunted. Every theater I've been in has also been populated almost exclusively by people who love being paid attention and are working weird hours at very stressful times in their lives.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So don't know about the correlation there, because also how many sad ghosts would be a showbiz obsessive and do theatre?
But the theatres I've worked in before have never been haunted, but I have heard stories of theatres being haunted. But as you say, people who go in theatre, attention is nice.
Yes.
Why not just stay there after you die?
True. Oh. What better way to get attention than by becoming a ghost?
Mm. And you know your audience as well. You're like, they'll eat this.
Yes, absolutely.
It is a bit attention seeking to be a ghost. Like if I died and I just went to heaven or wherever, or hell or whatever, and I saw...
No, there we go, champ.
And someone was like, I've become a ghost. I'd be like, dude, you're done. Like you don't need to stay. stick around. It's a
but what if you had business, like fucking Heart and Soul Ghosts with...
Oh, that's cool. If I can attach myself to a child, I'm doing that. That rules.
Oh, that was beautiful.
That's just not a movie I associate with being lovely. I mean, it's nice.
Am I remembering it wrong?
No, I'm sure.
No, they do it. They
five ghosts get attached to a baby.
The baby turns out to be Robert Downey Jr.
They got to go into...
As most babies do.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
There's always a 50% chance.
They go into not Oprah Winfrey, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
To then go and sort their business out, yeah? Whoopi Goldberg does a lot of hugging. No?
Whoopi Goldberg's in Ghost.
Who? Is it Oprah Winfrey then?
No. I don't have my phone on me, so I can't check. It's also fun because I might be wrong, but I just know that Whoopi's definitely in Ghost.
Yeah, did this happen in Whoopi Goldberg's
Oh, wait, I'm dumb. I'm just
confusing
this with Ghost because they go into Robert Downey Jr. They go into Robert Downey Jr. to fix their problems.
Yeah.
They don't go into another person.
Yeah.
That would defeat the function of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. They possess Robert Downey Jr. to finish their time because they've only got like a week left or something of their haunting.
Because heaven fucked up.
Yeah, and haunting has a certain amount. You've got a time limit.
Otherwise, you fucked it. Oh, you don't get to say goodbye to your son.
There's just no escape from bureaucracy in death. That's like whenever the Greeks would like lay, I think the Greeks and Romans let their thing of like laying coins on the eyelids of the deceased so they'd have enough to pay the ferryman. It's like, even now, guys, we can't just be like, all right, hop on.
Yeah. Like, what does the underworld economy needs those two coins?
Yeah, we're keeping a toll road active.
What's the point? I'd say the best move is just not to die.
I think the best way to die would be eating an e-toll so you don't need to worry about paying the cash.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Zoe Bellotto.
I've been Cass.
I've been Tom.
See you around.
Walker.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.